أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما. In the previous ayat, Allah tabaraka ta'ala explained at the beginning the qudrat of power of Allah ta'ala, that mighty nations like Ad, Thamud, etc., Fir'aun, could not stand up in front of Allah ta'ala. From there we should take a lesson that how great the qudrat of Allah ta'ala is. We must not disobey him, otherwise if Allah has to take us to task, we stand no chance whatsoever. Then Allah explained the second part of the subjects of this surah, and that is in the various forms that Allah ta'ala tests us. If good comes to us, it is also a test from Allah Ta'ala to see whether we will make shukr, and moreover whether we will acknowledge that it is from Allah and not from our side, not our doing. And when Allah Ta'ala tests us with difficulties and hardships, then again we should not become so despondent and feel that Allah Ta'ala has let us down, that I deserve more better. But Allah Ta'ala, na'uzu billah, has let me down and has not given me what I deserve. And usually this difficult and hard conditions come because of our gunas. But we don't think of it in that way. Fortunate is that person, whenever any difficulty comes in whichever form, then he thinks of his own condition, which guna, what gunas am I committing, and I must come out of them. And normally a person does not even think of the gunas that he's involved in. So Allah Ta'ala brings forth here certain aspects, they could be classed as gunas, though directly they are not gunas, that we should think of that also. The first one, Allah Ta'ala says that you do not honor the orphan. That is, the orphan child, that he should be not only given his rights, كَلَّا بَلَّا تُكْرِمُونَ الْيَتِيمِ. You do not honor the orphan. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, the best Muslim home is that home in which there is an orphan child which is well looked after. That should be also common with us. Today we just live for ourselves, and we just see to our own needs, and that we don't care of anyone else. When there are, so we should be have this, at least the thought that there should be an orphan child in my house, and I should look after that orphan child very well. But today, if there is in the family any children that have become orphan, we try and escape from there, and we don't want to become part that we have to take perhaps responsibility and look after those orphan children. So that is one great weakness which Allah Ta'ala explains, which is within us. And perhaps all of us, we hardly ever thought that is a weakness in us. Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Sahib Kandelwi Rahmatullah Alayh, he said that I want to intensify this work of tabligh and da'wah to this extent that there must be no hotel left in the world. Every Muslim home must be a mehman khana. Wherever we see somebody, we must be happy to entertain and host that person. There must be no orphanages in the world. Every Muslim home must be an orphanage, that we take in orphans and we look after them. Every Muslim home must be a place where widows can find place. Today, forget other widows, our own mothers, fathers, we send them away to old age homes, etc. Our whole social structure has changed completely. Before, those who will remember, we lived in small houses. And when the opportunity came and to build big houses, we said for the mehman. But since we built the big houses, there is no place for the mehman. Mehman is shown now the hotel. You go and stay in the hotel. At the most, you come and have a cup of tea or perhaps one meal with us. But otherwise, you stay in the hotel. So this is one thing that Allah Ta'ala brings to our attention, that we should live like that, and as one ummah, our own family and the whole ummah must be the same. We are very, very far from that. We hardly think of it. The other thing Allah Ta'ala says, which we also perhaps are very negligent about, وَلَا تَحَابُّونَ عَلَىٰ طَعَامِ الْمِسْكِينَ. اور تاکید نہیں کرتے آپس میں محتاج کے کھلانے کی. اینڈ یو ڈو ناٹ انکریج امنگسٹ یور سیلف اپون دا فیڈنگ آف دا مسکین. The miskeen, the poor person, the person who cannot, who hasn't got food for himself, he cannot, he hasn't got anything to support himself, how much do we encourage one another that we should support the masakeen, the poor, the destitute, etc. And when in today's world we know, like in Syria, Palestine, and Burma, Bangladesh, all the refugees which are there, and many other places also, around us also, and here Allah Ta'ala has made it general, not the Muslim child that is a yatim, and not the Muslim who is a miskeen, but generally everyone. And how much do we really encourage people to spend on these projects, etc., people who do social and welfare work. Shaitan just puts a little doubt in our mind that this welfare organization, they are not distributing the funds properly. All those funds are used just for the office bearers or for the people who go there. They are living it up in smart hotels, and hardly anything reaches those poor miskeen. Very little reaches them. So in various ways, the Shaitan also blocks us. If that is the case and we have the doubt, then it becomes the duty upon us that we personally go and look after those masakeen. And we see to it that we give them their share, etc., which Allah has put in our money. All that money is not ours. Allah has given us in order to make a share for these masakeen. So we don't encourage, and we also find that sometimes somebody in the family, close friends, they want to donate. We discourage them. Where are you giving so much? Where are you giving in that organization? That organization is not to be trusted, etc. We discourage people also. So, to feed the masakeen, that is also a very important point. And to have miskeen, all the poor people, to give them shelter in our homes, that is also a duty of a true Muslim. We just living for ourselves, but we should see to the needs of all these people also and look after them. So these are things that our mind does not go to, but the Quran Sharif opens it up and presents it to us. May we take lesson from this, and if we are not doing anything of this, at least to realize we are guilty, to make tawbah, istighfar, and the minimum we can do is to make dua for all the orphans, for all the miskeens, etc. Let us see, even if there is a share in our duas for them, if that also is not there, then that is the last bit that we could have done. And if we are not doing that, it shows a great weakness within us. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on us and guide us to all righteousness and correctness. Wow.